Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. Five-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
And not Thursday, tomorrow night, because the game got changed. So the Browns and the Bengals coming up at 1 o'clock on Sunday. You'll be able to hear the game on the Browns Radio Network with this voice, who I heard on Hard Knocks Inside, the AFC North last night. He is Andrew Siciliano. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, boys. Did you see Gibby in the background as well at the radio studio at the Cross Country Mortgage Fieldhouse?
Was he in the – I saw some other people. I don't know that I – he may have had a really quick cameo. Was that
– He did.
During Denzel Ward?
He was in the window there. When Denzel Ward was walking into the radio studio, he got surprised by JW and by Nicole, his mother, there. And you saw Gibby flashing – not flashing. I mean, it's like football term.
Wow.
Yes. Like flashing in the background there through the window. Yes.
Wow. But look at him, big time. You're not going to be able to walk in the booth with him next week.
He's big.
He's Mr. No, I love working with him. I think he's awesome.
Of course.
I was going to make a joke, and then I'm like, it's not worth it.
No,
it's not. Andrew, it looks like we have a change of quarterback, a permanent change. Well, I don't know. Is it permanent? What is it? Help me out. What are they doing at quarterback?
It's a week-to-week league, my friend.
Yes,
it is. It's always a week-to-week league.
It's hour-to-hour, day-to-day, second-to-second.
I mean, it truly is a week-to-week league. Yeah. Just, I mean, look at the headlines on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. I would think it's for the last three games of the year, barring an injury or barring something dramatic. And listen, I think it's the right thing, and I will use the phrase, both can be true, multiple times this week. Number one, love Jameis. He's a gem. Want the best for him. You know, if he's back next year, that's great. The ride was amazing. And if it's Jameis this week, if Kevin Stefanski surprises us in 36 minutes and says it's Jameis, then so be it. Let's go have fun and let's go try to outscore the Bengals. I think it'll be a fun game regardless. If it's DTR, I think it's the right move. You kind of owe it, I think, organizationally to see what you have. To give him three consecutive games, assuming he stays healthy through those three games, which I hope he can, and I have no doubt he will, to see what he could do. He had the back-to-back starts last year where he actually knew he was going to start and was able to play and was able to prep. There was the game against the Steelers, which wasn't the prettiest, but he led the game-winning drive at the end. He was, I think, playing reasonably well there against the Broncos in Denver before he got hit and had to leave. And then Joe Flacco took over the next week in L.A., and we know the rest and the history from there. So it's a fifth-round pick. You kind of have to see what he can do. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? What's the best that can happen? The best that can happen is he lights it up and he can really play and you got something. You know, there's an in-between in which, hey, I've seen enough where he could be the backup. There's also the world where somebody else sees something where they really want him and they call up the Browns in the offseason and say, hey, you know, we'll take him off your hands. you know, there's no harm in playing them, and it's the right time to do it.
I'm assuming, and you know what happens when you assume. If they wanted to see more of Jameis, if they thought he was an option to be the starter next year, he would remain the starter for the final three games. So I assume that because they don't want to continue to work with him and maybe work out some of those interception issues and maybe see if he can't get more informed with the offense, that this means that, hey, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Good luck to you for Jameis.
I think it's a fair assumption, but at the same time, I would never, ever say never. I mean, I've seen crazier things happen. Look, the Atlanta Falcons gave $100 million to a quarterback and then took another quarterback in the top 10. So I've seen far, far, far crazier things happen. I also think that they know what Jameis is. They know who he is, certainly. That's the most important thing. And it's time to see what they have in DTR. They have a body of work for Jameis, and if they choose to bring him back. Guys, remember, he was only making $4 million this year, only in the grand scheme of things. Right, the Atlanta Falcons right now owe Kirk Cousins 27.5 next year and potentially 10 in 2026, and they don't intend to play him anymore. So for $4 million they got for Jameis Winston, it was a bargain. The question is, what is Jameis's market going to be? 3 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, you know, before all the picks really came raining down, I guarantee you, matter of fact, I know there were teams around the league going, you know what, maybe Jameis is our bridge guy next year. Right? What's the number for him in 2025 that maybe we could get him if we maybe are in the market for a rookie quarterback and need that bridge guy? There's going to be a market for Jameis. Don't know where it's going to be. I would never say never for back here.
What else do you want to see? Like, what do you need to learn about this team over the next 3 weeks?
I'm interested to see. I'd like to see more from Mike Hall. Like to see more from Isaiah McGuire. I think, you know, the defense, I know you guys have gone over this probably plenty the last 3 days, but the defense did make some plays this past week, and both McGuire and Hall were in the middle of it. Mike Hall in one of those downfield shots by Patrick Mahomes, it just planted Mahomes in the turf. I think that's very positive. I think Miles Harden played reasonably well also in his NFL debut. Cam Mitchell, same goes for him. So the younger pieces, as many of the younger pieces. I'd love to see Jabari Thrash get on the field. I'd love to see, hopefully, fingers crossed, Cedric Tillman get back this week.
Yes.
And he can pick up where he left off before the Patrick Queen forearm that was unflagged to the face.
I'm curious, what have you thought of the limited times that we've been able to see DTR? And clearly a guy who started a lot of games at a big-time, you know, big-time school.
Yeah, 50-plus games at UCLA with Chip Kelly and, you know, running a complex system. He can handle the offense. He can make plays with his legs. I really like him. Obviously, look, guys, we've seen for 2 years in the preseason, he played pretty well. Haven't seen it enough in the regular season. I would have loved to see him get a chance to go for it on 4th and 16, you know, where they had the penalty last week and decided to punt. He completed that ball on 4th and 11 and got the first down. I think he can press the ball downfield. I think he can make plays with his legs. There were glimpses in that Cincinnati game when Deshaun went down where he got in there and you're like, all right, okay, I can see this. First play from scrimmage, remember what he did? He saw one-on-one with Cedric Tillman, his high school teammate on the right side. And I was like, I'm taking a shot. I'm giving my guy a chance. Obviously, he's got to cut down on the picks. And I would love to see him not leave his feet all the time in the pocket because, you know, he's taking some big hits back there. He's not the biggest guy. Protect yourself more so in the pocket than in the run game. That to me, is huge.
We're going to hear from Kevin coming up here a little bit late, about a half hour away now from Kevin Stefanski's press conference. I was kind of happy he was upset after the game the other day. And yeah. I felt like his demeanor was correct. You can't give the ball away six times in any given day. I don't know if you know. Did you notice that? Did you notice his frustration? And what does that mean for him for the rest of the season too?
I mean, I don't know what it means for him. It's his job to get the team ready for the last three games, and it's the players' job to get themselves ready. It's not a one-man band there. It's everyone in it together. The six turnovers were just brutal. There's a turnover on downs in there as well, so don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
It was really seven. One of them coming on special teams, obviously. So you can't do that, and you're not going to – look, if you do that this week against the Bengals, you're going to lose by 30. Cincinnati, yeah, this is the best Bengals offense they have ever had. You make that argument. Boomer Esiason, Ken Anderson, Carson Palmer, Akili Smith, that was a joke. This is as good of an offense as they have had. They're averaging 28.5 points a game. They're averaging 271 yards in the air. It would be the most points per game by a team to miss the playoffs since the Bucs did it the year before, with Jameis actually, before Tom Brady showed up in 2019, where they scored 28.5 a game. So Joe Burrow is having the best bad team quarterback season maybe ever. So they turn the ball over 6 times, they're going to get blown out this week.
I find it interesting that they're making a change when you're going up against a Bengal team that's not the greatest pass defense. Because you would think that this might be an opportunity for Jameis to put up those huge Denver numbers, maybe without a couple of interceptions returned for touchdowns, Andrew.
It's a great opportunity for DTR to go out and find his footing. Right. It's Michael Penix against the Giants this week. That's convenient as well.
It certainly is.
Yeah, and look, we've seen crazy 80, 90-point games in Cincinnati, haven't we?
Yes,
and
sir.
Might this be one of them?
Would do wonders for DTR's confidence if he could go out and throw for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns, you know?
It would also be fun, wouldn't it? I mean, say what you want about Jameis, and I know a lot has been said. As I said, I love the guy. Games were fun. Those games were fun. I mean, last week was not, certainly. We all know that. But those games were fun. So fun factor needs to carry a lot of weight here.
But that's part of it. It's an entertainment industry.
Sure, of course it is. You also like to win the game.
Well, sure.
I'm just cherry-picking stats here for you. The Bengals' 4 losses in which they've scored 30 points, tied for the most by any team in NFL history.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
They are 1-2 this year when scoring 38 points. The rest of the NFL is 27-2.
Oh, boy. I'm just listening to that. It's just so weird. You know, you got a quarterback who, if they even just had 2 or 3 more wins, we'd be talking about him being MVP or having a chance
Burrow,
to be.
Yeah, Joe Burrow has 3 or more touchdown passes in 6 straight games, which is the 4th longest streak since the merger in 70. And it's the first time it's been done since Andrew Luck did it in 8 straight games. He also has 5 losses this year in which he threw 3 or more touchdowns, which is the most by any quarterback in the 105-year history of the game.
Let me go Bengals-centric on you. Any way they're able to re-sign T. Higgins when they're going to have to give a lot of money to Jamar Chase, and they're giving a lot of money to Joe? I know it is.
That's a lot of money in
T.
one
Higgins
room.
Is really good.
He's really good, but look, Joe Burrow has pounded the table for him. After that Monday night game in Dallas, he said it point blank, like, I will be disappointed if T is not here. Well, of course he'll be disappointed, but the way he said it as the team leader, I think, carries a heck of a lot more weight. It's just a lot of money, and they've got to give Jamar. So Jamar Chase's contract starts at $35 million a year because that's what Justin Jefferson got. He's not going to get a penny less than what Justin Jefferson got. So $35 million a year, you want to adjust for 1 year inflation last year to this year. I'd say it starts at 35.5 to 36 million a year. And that's why it's always better to do the contract sooner. Now, there's always regret. Like, I don't know, the Jaguars, depending on who their new coach turns out to be, they might regret the contract they gave Trevor Lawrence, or the Dolphins to Tua with his health issues, but they knew that coming in. It is always better to do the contract early, because the longer you wait, the Bengals waited, the price only goes up. The Bengals, and I'm not saying anything people don't know, are not a big cash spend team, and never, ever have been. When they gave Joe Burrow that massive contract, before that contract, the largest check, like signing bonus, guaranteed money, how about that, phrase it this way, yeah, that they had ever given out was to Orlando Brown, the offensive tackle who's banged up right now, who they got from Kansas City a couple of years ago. And that signing bonus was like $20 million or something like that, or whatever it was. Before then, the largest guarantee they had ever given, ever, was to Carson Palmer for like $19 million like 15 years ago. They don't spend cash.
No.
So there's a reason those two guys haven't signed yet, because they're going to wait to the very last minute, and the price is only going to go up.
Makes sense, Andrew. All right, we will talk to you on Sunday. Looking forward to that and seeing you on Sunday, or at least hearing from you on Sunday. So we will hear you on the Browns Radio Network, Browns and Bengals Sunday. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Look forward to it, guys. Happy holidays.
Talk to you soon. Happy holidays and to you, too. Andrew Siciliano, Browns Radio Network on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.